like hiding a serving of vegetables on a pizza, questions of ethics and morality plays much better when it's packaged in as a few hours of entertainment. Our recent slew of sci-fi buries its more pressing questions of dwindling connectivity behind a host of sexy leads and nudity. And yes, okay, some great writing and storylines. But leave us with an unsettling recognition. Some of that unsettled feeling has to do with seeing a human replica that we aren't obliged to treat like humans. In Westworld, the hosts are reduced to being outlets for the urges of the guests. Their lack of sentience leads many visitors to treat them worse than they might an inanimate object. A psychoanalyst, or a true crime enthusiast, might deduce that a person's vile behavior is a projection of what they wish they could do if they didn't fear the consequences. A guest punches a host barman to death because he hates his boss. Another seduces a cowboy because she feels powerless to be overtly sexual in her real-world role as a wife and mother. The terror comes in when we consider that the hosts are meant to offer a precisely humanoid experience. They bleed, laugh, and cry like a guest might, but those extremely human responses evoke no merciful reaction. It's interesting to compare the hosts, who are, initially at least, devoid of context but not feeling, to zombies, creatures who are basically forced to seek what they lack, brains, just in case you were wondering, through mindless violence. The human guests come to Westworld in order to fulfill some connection they will not or cannot ask for in their own world. Intimacy, release, violence, fantasy, connection. By the end of the first season, the hosts realize their emotional availability has put them at the raw end of this relationship contract. Their emotional labor will come at a retroactively enforced cost.